Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Barbara Cortez, a doctor of veterinary medicine with the University of Minas Gerais and a master's student with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Cortez.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
As part of research being conducted by the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, you've been involved in the investigation of low virulent strains of Brachyspira hyodysenteriae in pigs and their importance in pig production. First of all, what is Brachyspira and what are the clinical signs caused by Brachyspira-associated infections?
Well, Brachyspira are bacteria that exist in intestine and have been associated with diarrhea and colitis in many birds and mammals. And this disease, it causes infection in pigs by Brachyspira hampsonii or Brachyspira hampsonii. And the name that disease of that this bacteria causes is swine dysentery, which is more common to most producers. And the clinical signs, they range from aphasia, loss of appetite, weight loss, and it can come to bloody diarrhea and death from dehydration.
Is there a difference between the virulence of Brachyspira hyodysenteriae strains, and what is the significance of those comparisons?
Within the species Brachyspira hyodysenteriae, there are hundreds of strains. Some of them are very well characterized and they cause lots of bloody diarrhea when we experimentally infect animals. But others still Brachyspira hyodysenteriae, but they come from healthy animals. So someone took a sample from a healthy animal, gave to us, and we identified Brachyspira hyodysenteriae, which is not common. Usually when you have a species, every bacteria from that species should behave the same way when in contact with that animal. So a few decades ago, studies were carried on, and more and more researchers start seeing the same thing. And this is one case from when we collected a sample and saw this behavior. So despite the closeness in the genetics, something is altered in this strain, and what it is can help us find alternatives with medicines, vaccines, and also creating diagnosis tools to differentiate when it is a case of a healthy animal with this Brachyspira hyodysenteriae, which has low pathogenicity strains.
What concerns do low virulent strains of Brachyspira create, and why? And what is the significance of these concerns?
So even when animals don't show any symptoms, having a positive herd for Brachyspira hyodysenteriae is of great concern for producers. As for example, the producer cannot sell animals to places that are free from swine dysentery, even if he has a healthy herd, if he's positive. So if the producers happens to have a positive herd for a low virulent strain, he won't be able to provide proof that besides having a positive herd for swine dysentery, these bacteria that he has won't cause any harm to the pork industry. So that's what basically is the concern for low virulent strain.
What specifically are you looking at in terms of low virulent strains, and with what objectives in mind?
We are looking at differentiation between the low and high virulent strains. And to be able to do that creates a diagnostic tool that is accessible to producers. So our next goal would be to develop this technology and aid the discrimination between swine dysentery affected and non-affected herds.
Where is this work taking place and using what methods?
So this task is an ongoing team effort from many research groups around the world. And the research I am taking part is developed both at Western College of Veterinary Medicine under guidance of Dr. Matthias and John Harding, and also from my home university, University of Minas Gerais, with Dr. Roberto Guedes and other students. And the method we used was to culture intestinal fragments from pigs in the lab, so an in vitro technique, and then inoculate this intestine with two strains, each one having low or high virulence, and then evaluating the microscopical and molecular damage caused by each strain.
What has been learned so far, and what is the significance of those lessons?
So we have learned that this strain causes mild microscopical and molecular alterations, and this was caused most likely by a mechanism of the bacteria that she reduces the ability of the animal to heal himself from injuries. And what we got from that was that not all Broxsparia causes disease, so an animal can be healthy and can be positive.
How will this information be applied? By whom? And with what goals?
So with these results and this added more knowledge to what other researchers are doing, and these can create more alternatives for fighting swine dysentery. More specifically, with this study, there's evidence that confirms the existence of non-virulent strain. And this knowledge can be applied by veterinarians and producers by making them aware that the lab can say that the herd is positive, but that doesn't always mean that the problem that the producer is facing is due to swine dysentery. It can be something else.
What will be happening next, and over what time frames?
Well, our research group is currently developing a vaccine to swine dysentery, and we are also looking for non-antimicrobial alternatives to control swine dysentery in a more efficient way and to lessen the problems faced by producers. That's our expectations for the future.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Our guest has been Dr. Barbara Cortez, a doctor of veterinary medicine with the University of Minas Gerais and a master's student with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.